Hey, John, this is Stoner Jesus. We're on the Stoner Jesus Show. We're live in the air. How are you doing?
100%.
Awesome. Thank you, first of all. It's an honor to have you on the show, for taking the time to be on the show. I have to thank you. I know you're busy. You guys are on tour. It's great to have you.
Well, thank you.
So Mr. Leahy and Randy, yourself and Pat Roach, are out on tour. People come into the show, people who are interested in coming to the show, can you describe in any way what Randy and Mr. Leahy Live is like?
Do you know what a Sikorsky helicopter is?
I know what a helicopter is.
Yeah, well, Sikorsky is quite large. We fly in into the venue in a helicopter.
Wow.
Just kidding.
Now I want to go see it.
I would call it a variety show. I believe that variety is the spice of life. We sing, Randy dances, we do skits, we do a play from the Blandford Recreation Center. We sing various songs, some of them with the audience. We have audience participation, and we probably touch on the news of the day, everything from, you know, from Donald Trump to, we don't get too political, we try to make it funny, but we try to be topical, and we're newsworthy. We like to tell them what's going on with Trailer Park Season 11 and, you know, the latest happenings in the park. And so far, we've been very lucky. People are very receptive.
And that's cool. Yeah, like I was telling people, my listeners earlier, Randy and Mr. Leahy Live on Facebook if they want to go for, like, dates and find out all the info. So obviously people know you as Mr. Leahy on Trailer Park Boys. Take us back to the beginning. How did you get the role for Trailer Park Boys? I imagine there was, like, an audition process and all that.
Believe it or not, none of the main characters were ever auditioned.
Wow.
Randy, Pat Roach, and Rob Wells, and Jean-Paul Tremblay had a pizza slash bar over in Prince Edward Island, which is one of the provinces of Canada. And they used to make videos and send them to Mike Clattenburg, who was directing for our national broadcaster and doing some projects. And he thought it was so funny that he decided that they should do a movie together. And we did it. The first movie we did was about, 18 years ago. It was called One Last Shot. And he asked me if I would be the drunk pet store owner. And he liked the character so much, he asked me to play it again, Sam, in Trailer Park Boys.
So that became the infamous Mr. Leahy.
Came a wonderful, inimitable, indescribable, drunken sod of a poor gentleman.
An iconic television character, though.
Yeah, and I asked Mike, I said, Mike, well, what is this show about? He said, it's about heroes. It's about losers, he said, but they're hero losers.
Yeah. It's definitely sparked, you know, the interest of people all over the world for all these years.
I don't know why it's so popular, but it seems to be even growing. I mean, we're going over to Europe again. Yeah, and we can sell out in half an hour over there, whether it's Finland or Switzerland or England. It doesn't matter. I don't know how. And there's 58 different countries with different subtitles and different languages for Trailer Park at this point.
Wow. That's amazing.
I know. It's insane.
Do you have any, I know you've probably asked this a lot, but do you have any favorite episodes, any episodes that stand out, whether it's because of what Mr. Leahy was going through or for any other reason?
Well, my pat answer for that is the next episode. You know, the next season. But in all honesty, every year I say the last season was the best. And this year, season 11, I bet money that the fans are going to think that that's as good as season 1. I mean, the boys just, they did such an incredible job writing the scripts. A lot of people think that we just ad-lib on set, but it's highly scripted, and it's rewritten, and we approach it like professional filmmaking. We have four cameras on the set, and There's no drinking or smoking dope or anything like that on work days. We work 12, 14 hours a day. And, yeah, we're hard workers.
Yeah, and like I said, it's an incredible, especially with, you know, the with it coming back on Netflix, like the resurgence in, you know, worldwide interest has just been incredible.
Yeah, and we have our own television channel now called SwearNet.com.
Yes.
And if you go on there, you can see so much stuff that's not on anywhere else. Like Randy and I have our show, Randy and Leahy Show, and there's Jim Leahy and the Liquor Stories, and there's Randy and Swear News, and Getting Learned with Ricky, and hundreds of hours of entertainment on SwearNet.com.
Absolutely, and the Trailer Park Boys podcast and all that stuff. I would definitely recommend SwearNet if you were looking for what happened to the Trailer Park Boys, if you liked them, you know, back in the day and when they were on in Canada. Go check out SwearNet because that's where everybody ended up.
Yep.
So,
in a wonderful ride.
Absolutely. So I just saw that they announced that they're doing an 8-part series that's going to come out. The Trailer Park Boys in Europe that's coming out on Netflix. Is Mr. Leahy and Randy part of that?
I'm not sure what that refers to. I think that's some out of the park stuff that they're shooting.
Yeah.
Did they say eight part?
Yeah, I think they announced it yesterday or the day before. It's like an 8-part series that's like it's separate from the continuation between season 10 and season 11. It's like an outside, you know, entity type of thing. But I think the title is Out of the Park or something along those lines.
Yeah, Ricky, Julie, and Bubbles think they're so special that they can get along without Randy and Leahy. Well, I got news for them, bud.
That's right. People love Randy and Mr. Leahy. I imagine you guys get what kind of feedback do you guys get for like the tours and from fans and stuff?
Well, it's just been—it's unbelievable. You know, I really like talking to people, and I ask a lot of people why they think Trailer Park's so funny, and the best answer I got was from this fellow who said he's from Russia. He said, "I come to America 3 years ago, and I can't speak English." And people tell me I should watch Trailer Park Boys. And so to learn to speak, so I do. And I don't find it so funny for a year. And then I start to find it funny. And then I realize why it's so funny. It's funny because it makes you feel good because you know you're smarter than everybody on the show.
Yeah, learning English from Ricky, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, I told her so.
So what other projects do you have going on? I know you've been an actor in most of your life, your career. What other, like, movies and other stuff do you have going on outside of Trailer Park Boys?
I've had a very lucky run. I'm 70 years old, just turned a grandfather for the first time last month.
Nice, congratulations.
Yeah, I've been married for over 40 years. I've got four beautiful kids. Sarah on Trailer Park is my daughter.
Yes.
And, I've spent my first 20 years in theater, and in the early 80s, I opened a casting company in Halifax, Nova Scotia called Filmworks, which is still going after all these years, and we cast all the movies that come to town, or most of them. We worked on Titanic when they did the segment there, but I taught at university. I studied drama at university by mistake, and that's where I started. And then after that, I did about, 50 radio dramas and 50 professional plays at our local professional theater and toured around and directed for Theatre Canada. But Trailer Park Boys has been the longest gig of my life. And, I mean, at the same time we were shooting Trailer Park, I was shooting other series as well, and was lucky enough to be in Haven for 5 years, which is a sci-fi network series. And my character is really fun. And I also played a priest on another series called Forgive Me, which is probably the most intelligent television I've ever done.
Awesome. Well, I'll definitely check some of that out. Of course, this is the Stoner Jesus Show. Most of our audience is from the cannabis community. Is marijuana something you ever got into in your life? Was it ever something that interested you at all?
Oh, yeah. I think I think marijuana is head and shoulders above any other addiction.
Yes. It is.
You know, and I have to say that I'm not addicted to marijuana. I started smoking it in Toronto when I was 19, and I'm so happy that I didn't get involved in cocaine or anything like that. And I'm really happy that I'm not an alcoholic. I mean, I don't particularly like alcohol. I mean, yeah. I've been drunk maybe a half a dozen times in my life. And when I'm writing, I do some writing. I'm writing a novel right now. I also have a book that you can buy on the internet called dickshitmary.com. You can go there. But the book is called The Dickshitmary. We're almost a Canadian bestseller at this point.
Wow.
But I also like to make, if you go on John Dunsworth YouTube, you'll see Get a Hobby, it's called. You'll see what my real passion is.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. You've, long story short, I guess, for people, because they can go, like you said, they can search John Dunsworth on YouTube. You have your property there on the water, and it's really hard to describe. It's like, it's more than a wall. It's more than like a barrier or an edifice. It's like all these things rolled into one. What got you started on building this along the shore of your property?
You know, I have no idea. A lot of the things that we do in our lives sometimes seem like they're inspired from some other place. And a lot of times I'm doing things or getting occupation that, you know, that just drops on you. But that particular obsession, I have no idea, because I didn't have anybody who was a stonemason in my family. And I just, maybe 25 years ago, I needed a walkway down to the water, so I built it out of cement, and I just kept going. All my spare time, I work on the shore of the ocean, built a swimming pool. I have to patch it when I go home this time, because it has a leak. But a theater, and right now I'm working on a magic doorway that leads to forever.
Yeah, it's definitely impressive. Like you said, it's taken a long time to build, and I imagine it's something that could be there for hundreds, if not thousands of years.
Well, I'm hoping for maybe a little while after I pass.
Yeah.
Because in the real sense of legacy, I mean, Trailer Park will fade, but in 100 years from now, people will say, boy, what was this? And it'll be all crumbling, and the sea will have taken it away. And someone will say, oh, yeah, that was built by a guy named Jim Leahy.
Mr. Leahy got drunk and built a wall right here.
Yes, exactly.
Do you get on social media much? I know you have your social media accounts. Do you personally get on there much and interact with fans?
I used to answer every message I got on Facebook and fan page.
Man, that sounds like a bad idea.
It just got too much. And now I answer my emails and my Gmails and my Facebook page. But the other stuff, I don't even go on and search, because it's, I don't know, it's like going down the rabbit hole once you get.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I used to be addicted, actually, to Scrabble online, and I'd play until 2 and 3 in the morning.
Wow.
When I wasn't allowed to, you know, to have that luxury, and I had to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning and go to work. But that lasted almost a year, and then I just quit cold turkey. I had to, because I got to be a very good Scrabble player, and I'd play 25 games at a time.
Wow.
And I love bridge, but I haven't had a chance to do that, because this year's been, I mean, I'm 70 years old. It's the busiest year of my life.
Yeah, it's definitely amazing. You've had an incredible career that continues. Like I said, Randy and Mr. Leahy live on Facebook. If people want more information. John Dunsworth, again, this has been an honor, one of my favorite interviews I've ever done on this show. Thank you, sir, for being on the show. Is there anything you want to tell people before we let you go?
Everything comes to he who waits. as long as she works like hell while she's waiting.
Absolutely. John Dunsworth, thank you, sir.
Let me tell you one other thing.
Okay, go ahead.
It's incumbent upon everybody to vote in elections, and they have no way that they can complain if they exercise their franchise. It's really important. And I've been touting that in Canada. I'm so glad we have a new Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau. And I'm really happy to be a Canadian. But coming down here to the States is a real thrill. And Randy and I both love it. We love the people. We love the weather lately. It just knocked my socks off. I went out this morning at 7:30 outside, and it was about 75 degrees. It was beautiful.
Yeah, welcome to the States, and enjoy. And I guess you're pretty much excited about cannabis legalization. It's supposed to be coming to Canada next year, correct?
I have no idea. It doesn't seem to make really that much difference.
Yeah.
I mean, people who smoke marijuana, they find a way to do it. I mean, Jim Leahy has invented a couple of devices that will be heralded in our live show. It's the Jim Leahy personal smoke bag. There's also one that's called Keep the Dope Smoke Off Your Clothes Bag. You climb into a garbage bag, and it's a little hole for your mouth. Anyway, if anyone's thinking of coming to the show, unless you like really silly, silly humor, don't bother coming, because Randy and I are the silliest guys on the circuit.
Oh, if they don't like silly humor, they're not listening to the show in the first place.
Okay.
Thank you, John.
Pleasure.
Have a good one.
Bye.
John Dunsworth, a.k.a. Mr. Leahy, a.k.a. Fucky the Drunk Clown. Amazing actor, amazing guy. Great interview. Probably my favorite I've ever done. I've interviewed Shelby Chong on the show. I've interviewed the guys I grew up listening to on the radio. Just, you know, what would be considered famous people. Nothing better. And talking to Mr. Leahy. And go search John Dunsworth on YouTube. Like he said, that the fucking thing he's building is incredible. It's a whole thing, man. This is a whole big fucking concrete thing that goes down the shoreline. It's like this massive barrier now. And it has like the pool and like he said. And then it's all concrete and shit. Crazy.